Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. with Mitai St. Julian, and we'll be your hosts today for a very interesting program. And it suggests that we have large crowds here because it's called A Multitude of Ladies. But no, it's not that many ladies here. Only one lady seated next to me, and our engineer, Jenny Lawson. But Thais is the one who was responsible for choosing the name of this program. And appropriately enough, we'll hear from A Multitude of Ladies.
Exactly. The way the program came about has nothing to do with the title of the program or the content. We have a very, very large collection of CDs belonging to Musica da Camera, and they're all in their own library, and they're all indexed and easy to find. But we have the largest section is called a mixed collection. And rather than going to the computer and looking through those items which are in there, I thought I'm going to walk along the shelving and pull out CDs at random. And as it turned out, all of the CDs I pulled out dealt with women in one way or another. Women and ladies, courtly and other elements of medieval society. So that's how the title came about. The first CD is actually A Cantar, and the ensemble is Estampi, which is the early music ensemble in Munich. The piece itself, A Cantar, was written by Contessa Beatriz da Dia, sometimes just referred to as Contessa da Dia. And this is one of those rare, but still in existence, songs written by a trobariz, that is, a female troubadour, composing in Languedoc. That's because the troubadours came from southern France, or Occitane, and they spoke Occitanian. This is a love song, a kind of thwarted love. I must sing, I feel such pain, loving him alone above all things. But not my beauty, nor my virtues, nor my wit avail. I send this song to your house as my messenger. I want to know why you are so harsh to me. Then, a CD called Music of Medieval Love, Women as Performers, Subjects, and Composers. This is the New York Ensemble for Early Music, still going strong. These are two motets, and motets are those pieces that have several lines of text going on at the same time. The first one, the top line, the fastest and highest line, when I see flowers in bloom and hear the morning lark, I'm so pleased and I sing, make my heart pounds with happiness. I have the love I so desire. And the middle line, I am pretty graceful and pleasing, not yet 15 years old. I should be learning of love, hearing sweet nothings. May God curse him who put me in this abbey. Following that, another motet. This one, a sacred motet, in that it refers to the Virgin Mary, Ave Plena Gratia. The top line, Hail, thou full of grace, foundation of joy, lifter of men, drummer of the Redeemer of all. The middle line, Hail, queenly virgin, palace of the King of Kings, drummer for the wretched, pray to the Lord on our behalf. Thank you.
Deus.
two motets there from the Bamberg Codex, and that featured the New York's Ensemble for Early Music from a CD of theirs called Music of Medieval Love. And we began with a piece by the Contessa d'Adia, the Beatrice d'Adia, a piece called A Chanteur, and I think that is the only known melody to exist by a female composer from this period, being a trobaritz, the definition for a female troubadour. I'm Milton Sherman, Jr., here with Ty St. Julian. We are your hosts today on this version of Continuum, a program that we call A Multitude of Ladies.
We're continuing with a CD called The Ladies' Tournament, and this is focusing on the ladies of French lyrical poetry in the 12th and 13th centuries. It's interesting, in this really early music, there's a lot of specificity and it sort of varies from recording to recording, and even terms and identities of composers and pieces vary even within the same year in terms of scholarship. The first is an anonymous composition, Quand je vous vois revenir. When I see the orchard turn green in the sweet month of May, everyone is merry. I do not rejoice. I did not think he would betray me, but he made me suffer so no one can turn away from love, and I shall not leave him. This is anonymous, but it's certainly in the voice of a woman. And then, en mai, au dos ton nouvelle, in May the sweet season, I fell asleep to the song of a nightingale. When I awoke, I thanked him, and I began to play my citola, that's a kind of an early guitar, and the bird began to sing, but he was unhappy, almost angry, that I, a mere peasant, had made him sing. Then we go to one of my very favorite pieces. It is one of a small collection by the composer Martin Kodak, and all of the pieces deal with a woman waiting on the shore of Vigo. Ondas do mar, oh, waters of Vigo, have you seen my lover? Oh, waters of Vigo, may he come home soon. And the performers are Estampi, and that is the Ensemble for Early Music of Munich.
Ski. Alas, I can't
One of the songs from the song cycle, actually the earliest song cycle by a known composer, Martin Kodak. We featured there members of Estampie, which is early music ensemble out of Munich, Germany. We began with two pieces from a CD called The Tournament of the Ladies and by the ensemble Percival. And our whole program today is built around ladies and appropriately enough called A Multitude of Ladies.
There's an ensemble called Diabolus in Musica, and they are a very fine ensemble. There's a recording on their CD, La Chambre des Dames, the Chamber of Ladies, that is quite nice. Les Oisons de Mon Pays. This is a piece by the Trouvère Gas Brûle, and it's a May song, a very common song. May was a very important month in the Middle Ages because that was the time when everything was pretty much in bloom and green and you got to get out of the castle because, remember, these were wealthy people who knew how to read and write these things and sing them, and actually get some privacy. You would go out into the woods. You would have an opportunity to be alone with your thoughts or alone with your beloved. This, I hear the birds singing, and I am unhappy. They remind me of love that was promised me and of my betrayal. Following that, from the New York Ensemble for Early Music, this from an all-instrumental recording, Estampita, a saltarella, which is a lovely medieval dance.
Thank you.
a very fast-moving saltarello, a type of medieval dance, performed there by members of the New York Ensemble for Early Music. And we began with a piece by Gasparulli, and actually dealing with a female, because our program today is dealing with ladies, and appropriately enough called A Multitude of Ladies. I'm Milton Sherman, Jr. With me is Thais St. Julien, and we do have something of great interest to me coming up.
Oh, yes. This is a composer that both Milton and Lai love, not only for his music, but because of his name. The name is Walter von der Vogelweide, with, I think that it's just the most marvelous German name ever.
Walter from the meadow of the birds.
And interestingly enough, this very piece that we're going to hear kind of ties in with his name. The piece is Unter den Linden. Under the linden tree, that's where I met with my love. You can see here he spread roses and flowers, and you can see where the flowers are crushed, where we lay. He called me a fair lady. I hope that no one knows what happened between us here, except for the nightingale that sang, and I can trust him not to tell. Just beautiful, beautiful piece of music. Following that, we heard earlier the A Cantar by the composer Contessa Ladia. Well, we have to be fair in my family. One of my cats is named Contessa Ladia, and she was named after the Torobaritz. Another of my cats is named Isabella, and Isabella was a female troubadour. So this is the Estampita Isabella in honor of my little gray cat.
Oh.
one of the dances from early medieval times, named after Thais's cat, Isabella. So it's called the Estampita Isabella. And we began with one of my favorite pieces by one of my favorite early composers, Walter von der Vogelweide, and the piece Unter der Linden. And those pieces were performed by the ensemble Estampie from Munich. Our program today, a multitude of ladies.
Absolutely. And we have enough time for one piece. The piece we've chosen is the Lamento di Tristano, fabulous instrumental piece, and there is a connection with the ladies. There is Isolde. Ending our program, A Multitude of Ladies, and this one, Lamento Tristano, is based upon, I guess, the lament of Isolde on the death of Tristan. Just a reminder, this program and all of our programs in the future can be heard again on Sunday evenings at 8 p.m. on WWNO2. So you can hear again or tell your friends if they've missed this program in the morning. Right, if you're not getting up at 6 a.m. Thank you for being with us here today on Continuum. We enjoyed sharing our multitude of ladies, and we hope you'll join us again next week for another hour of early music. Stay well.